Guided practice, listening deeply. Welcome to this guided practice of listening deeply. Once we have someone who is willing to take the leap into intimacy with us, we can begin practicing with the expectation that this is a long-term process with all kinds of ups and downs, detours, celebrations, and dedication to continuing no matter what arises. We get to do it wrong 100 times, become tender toward our own and each other's humanity, and make heartfelt repairs. Out of all this comes a growing capacity for holding each other. The whole world will benefit from more of that. Here's a little helpful guidance on speaking and listening deeply, just to get you started. Each couple's process will be unique, and each time the two of you share, new dimensions will reveal themselves. Even if you don't have a listening partner yet, this way of listening can be helpful in all relationships. 1. It's a good idea to check in with your listening partner or companion to see if they have the bandwidth to listen at this moment. You might say something like, "I have something to share, and I'm wondering if you feel like you could receive it right now." Then pause for your partner to respond. It's important that the two of you have agreed in advance. "This isn't the best time for me. Can we talk later?" is an okay answer, especially when it's followed by an agreement to meet again later. This said, if your partner's answer to your request is no, some old abandonment pain may come up. Your listening partner may also feel guilty saying no. Just noticing together what comes up for you both when you have these moments where one person has to take a rain check on connecting can be so helpful. Honesty is essential to safety, and also sometimes very challenging because perhaps our honesty has not always been well received in the past. 2. If the answer is yes, you can take a couple of deeper breaths, centering yourself in your body. If you are the listener, you can also take a couple of breaths to quiet and open yourself to receiving. The one sharing can offer a few sentences about what is coming up. When we are upset, we sometimes have a tendency to speak quickly and share everything at once. Slowing down helps both speaker and listener to connect with what is being said and felt. 3. While the speaker is sharing, the listener can notice if they are able to stay with just listening. Our minds often naturally begin to comment on what is being said, sometimes even preparing what we're going to say in response, even before the speaker is finished talking. When this happens, just notice it and let as much of the need to respond go as you can, without judgment. It's just part of being human. Come back to simply listening and holding space for your listening partner when you can. 4. When the speaker pauses, the listener can ask the speaker if they would like a reflection. If the answer is yes, you may say something like, "What I hear you saying is," as best you can, capture the felt sense and meaning of what you heard. This may include reflecting the words themselves. However, repeating the exact words is often the least important part of the reflection. If only the words are reflected, the exchange may feel mechanical and unsatisfying to both people. Choosing words that reflect your own understanding of what your partner said, coupled with your presence, is what matters most. 5. You can finish your reflection with something like, "Does that feel like I got that right?" If not, the speaker shares what felt missed or misunderstood. This isn't about perfect accuracy, but about deepening the connection between the two of you so that the speaker feels embraced and understood at the same time. It may take several tries to get there. 6. When it feels like the speaker may be settling and finishing, the listener can ask, "Is there anything more?" Then just pause while the listener senses if anything else is coming up. 7. Check in with your bodies to see what may have changed during this conversation. When we feel truly heard, there are often changes in our bodies as our inner world signals it has felt received. There may be a release of tension in the belly, chest, and muscles, a softening in the throat and other places, tears, smiles, or laughter. The listener may also notice something changing as they are touched by what is being shared. They may feel warm and tender, or perhaps stirred up by what is being communicated. Once the speaker is heard, they will often feel very receptive to hearing what happened for their partner. 8. It's fine to stop right here, and as listening partners, you may also want to share what the process was like for each of you. The listener might tell their partner about moments when they felt like fixing them or when their mind was preparing an answer. The speaker might share the fear or ease of sharing deeply. This kind of open and humble and deeply human sharing builds safety and trust, paving the way for even deeper sharing over time. Thank you for showing up to this practice with presence, vulnerability, and care. I wish you the joy of being seen, the courage to be known, and the peace that comes from knowing you're not alone.